Good morning, everyone. So good to be here as always. I tell you, driving over that mountain is inspiration in itself. On a day like this, every turn, every curve, there's just more to make me smile. It is, as it was said in the inspirational reading, the promise of spring, of renewal, of it ever, always and forever cycling around. Yes. It's very comforting. And my talk today is entitled Be, capital B-E, Your God Self, capital S-E-L-F. The reason this came to me as a title for a talk is because we're all being called right now more strongly than ever to let go of the lies and the beliefs that we inherited from those who came before us. They might feel a little bit like we're turning our backs on them, maybe, but the truth is, we are the wave of love and light workers here on the planet meant to be here at this time. And as chaotic and confusing as the world can look, remember, out of all the chaos and confusion comes the new earth, the new humanity. It's a process, like all of life. We can't rush it, and we have to stay deeply committed to our faith, which to me means you have to live from your heart, period. If you're relying on the brain to give you the answers and guidance, I'm going to have a real debate with you, because that brain is not meant for that job. The brain is simply a marvelous tool that is there to store all your life experience and to give you comparisons, to give you categorizing ways of looking at things. And all of that is well and good, but it is not meant to be the part of you that makes decisions, the part of you that speaks to others. That needs to come from here always, always. We were born lovers. I was raised by someone who was so angry 24/7, I didn't know that there could be a different way to be a mom or even a dad who is very kind in many ways, but not very present. So I chose those set of parents because I needed to know what that looked like and then make a choice. Not before age 8, mind you. We don't make any choices before that age. Our brains are not developed enough yet. So everything you took in from age 0 to 8 was simply an absorption of others' beliefs. Look at this beautiful one. Oh. The children, by the way, are our greatest teachers. You must remember that every generation, every single one, comes in with the collective consciousness of all that have gone before it. Do you think they're wiser than we are? Oh, you betcha. You betcha. They've got to be. That doesn't mean that what we have to offer them isn't equally valuable. Really, our job as parents is to be the rubber baby buggy bumpers, to keep them between the lines, but to not be their God, to not become that which they have to go to for their answers. We all came in with our answers. They're all in here, and they're accessible to us all. We have to go in and ask, and we have to trust that the answers we get are God from God. Now, how do you know? Simple. How does it feel? That's it. I think that we've gotten way too complicated about a lot of life. I have decided that I am going to live this life feeling my way through life versus thinking my way through life. I choose to feel the energy in the rooms that I walk into versus think about what you're all talking about. It doesn't matter to me. I know, one, we are vibrational beings first and foremost. We are energy. That is what we came from, and that is who we are. And that energy is constantly growing, expanding, and becoming. It must. It's why we were born, to help expand consciousness and keep eternity eternal. Yeah. So it's so very important that you know you are God first and foremost. Every day when you wake up, remind yourself first thing, I'm boots on the ground for God. I'm the ambassador of love and light that came forth to be here now. I'm here to be that love and light out there where things are crazy and people are full of fear and anger and worry and doubt. You don't go there. Why? Because God doesn't go there. And if you do, it feels terrible. Yay! That's your guidance system. That's your guidance system. When you dwell in thoughts and feelings that are not of God, it feels how it feels. You know, we've all been there. And we can entertain those thoughts, of course. It's your God-given right. You were born a free will being. But I promise you that law of attraction is no different than gravity. It is constant. It never turns off. And it is always aware of your vibrational attractive point. Your personal point of attraction is constantly being, broadcast. And you walk into that field of law with your point of attraction, and it draws to you exact matches. Exact. Now, I've had a lot of people get into a debate with me about, well, I didn't ask to be financially in trouble. I didn't ask for cancer. I didn't want to have diabetes. No, of course you didn't. None of these things are done on a conscious level. We do them from old beliefs that are held in our subconscious. And you've got to be willing to ferret them out, look at them hard, and decide, is that my truth or is it not? And then be willing to either rework it to suit you as the being you are today, or get rid of it. Just simply get rid of it. We're breaking generational chains for the ones who are coming up behind us. We are not the parents that our parents were. Not that they were bad. They simply taught what they knew. Well, we've learned a lot about that in the last 50 years. And one thing is absolutely, positively true. You were born love. You came from love. You are love. You are all love. Now, you can entertain thoughts that are unlike love. But again, that's your choice. You're a free will being. Now, I highly recommend that you surround yourself with those who are like-minded. Because it's a challenge, even for us lightworkers, it's a challenge to be around people who are extremely negative, really rooted in fear, really rooted in their opinions. Just a little clarification. I think I brought this up last time I was here, but honestly, it's worth repeating. Opinions are a dime a dozen, and everyone is welcome to their opinions. Just remember, when somebody decides to spew their opinion on you, that you are at choice at that moment. You do not have to accept what they're saying, and you certainly don't have to be hurt by it. Again, that is a choice. When people are worried, scared, and full of anger, they tend to project it out. Why? Because we were born so freaking powerful that when we feel like our power is being thwarted, we can't stand it. And so we lash out. We want rid of it. We want it out of us. And the truth is, we're creating it. We're creating it. And so it's a big, big deal to take full responsibility for your life and those in it and all that's going on in your life. It's your creation. Nobody can do it for you. I can't create in anybody's life. Now, that doesn't mean that we can't be powerful influencers of love. That's our job, really. That's why you're here, to be your truth so powerfully, so clearly, that those around you go, what's she got going on? What's she got going on? They're so happy. They're so full of life. They're so full of love. How do they do that in this crazy world? There's your open door. There's your opportunity to say, I used to feel like you did too. And I realized that God loves it all because it's all God. There's not a bit of anything you see, any person, any situation, anything that isn't God in form. It came from cause. It's God in form. Now, are all those forms aware of their God beingness? No. Most of us have forgotten. That's not your job to remind them, but it is your job to be who you are and to provide that mirror, that wonderful mirror for all those around you to look and go, wow, I want that kind of life. I want to feel that kind of joy. I kind of remember it, but I've been so angry for so long. Do you know, honestly, I think that's true. That so many people on the planet have been so, they stepped into anger because fear was too hard to bear. Fear is complete powerlessness. We can't stand that. So we move up the emotional scale into what? Anger. Because we feel more empowered there. And you are. But please don't take up residency there. Please don't take up residency in anger. Just keep right on going up that emotional scale. I'll tell you what, it is so important that you soothe yourself into love every moment of the day. And you'll have lots of opportunities to do that. Something you'll hear on the radio, someone will say something in the market. And it takes you back to that old programming, that old worn out limited thinking. That says you're not enough, you're not smart enough, you'll never have enough money, you're da, 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 da. Those are all lies. They are all lies. And if you bought into them, it's your job to say, I'm not buying it no more. I know who I am, and I know my power, and I know as a lover that all good comes to, from and to love. So I was speaking earlier before the service started. You can say anything your heart needs to say, and I want you to say your truth. Always speak your truth. Always, always, always speak your truth. Do not hold back, because when you do, you're on some level being inauthentic. People can make assumptions when you don't speak your truth clearly. So be courageous and brave Speak your truth from your heart. Now, how they receive it, that's entirely up to them. And you cannot take responsibility for that. If you genuinely said, I want to speak these words, God, I want them to come through me with all the love that I intend them to hold, and yet stay in my power and speak my truth. How they receive that is not your work. That's their work. And if they don't receive it well, love them right where they are. Love them all right where they are. We're not here to fix anything. This world is magnificent. And she has got it under control. Mother Earth, I'm talking. She's got this under control. Believe me, it's all accelerating and accentuating and transforming exactly according to plan. Does it look like that to a lot of us? No. But you know, you can look into your own past and know when things were absolutely falling apart around you, did you not find the open door, the new open door, the new path to something better, greater, more loving, more of who you truly are? We really can't afford any longer to harbor these belief systems that don't support love. Again, how do you know if your beliefs support love? How do they feel? How do they feel in your body? I'm telling you, this body is an enormous gift, not just because it carries your essence around, how wonderful is that, but because it is constantly messaging you. You know by feeling in your body if you're thinking thoughts that are in alignment and are in the same perspective of God or Source, or if you're entertaining thoughts that aren't, by the way it feels in your body. And you are a chemical factory. You can't entertain a thought that doesn't feel good for too long before it starts to really show up in your body. And if you keep going down that rabbit hole, you're going to get sick. Dis-ease is the reality that follows thinking you're not God. You know, this is blasphemy in a lot of churches, what I'm speaking. But I'm telling you, it's what I believe in my heart of hearts, Source has always wanted from the beginning. It put a perfect portion of its wholeness and perfection in every one of you, so that you could go forth and be that, boots on the ground. So, you are an agent of love, and you're here to do just that. Love it all. And when it doesn't look good, when it looks like it's all going, you know where? You must remember, where there's a giant pile of poop, there's always a pony. There's gifts and gems, always. When something really scary is coming down your path, know this is for my highest and best. It must be, or it would not be here. Source is always putting in your path that which will help you grow, learn, expand. So welcome it. It's a hard one at first, but when you see adversity coming at you and it's scary, if you can take a nice big deep breath right there and say, I trust you, God, this too is for my highest and best, it changes everything. Does it make that go away? No, not necessarily, but it certainly will make your journey through it way more life-giving. Yeah. So I've got a little reading here from Dr. Holmes out of this little book today called Creative Mind and Success. I started reading this a while back out of our lending library, and I immediately started writing in it, and I was like, oh my gosh, this is out of the lending library. I am so sorry. And the woman in charge said, ah, just keep it. So anything that we must eliminate, the thing we must eliminate is talking about limitation. Yeah, we have to get rid of it. We must not even think of it or read about it or have any connection with it in any of our thinking, for we get only that which we think, no more, no less. So if you're thinking limited thoughts about yourself or your life or what's going on in your life, you are shooting yourself in the foot. You have to look at those things like God looks at them. And you can ask in meditation, I do it all the time, what is your perspective on this, God? How do you see this unfolding? You will get your answers. They always come. When you're scared, that just means there's something you want really bad. I'm going to say that again. When you're angry, when you're fearful, when you're really resisting and digging your heels in, there is something you want very, very much. And unfortunately, in that red hot moment, you're focused on the absence of it. That's why it feels so bad. So what is Source doing? When you have something that you want, it's on it. It doesn't only know it's yours, it's done, it's complete. It stays, its focus is undiluted on your behalf forever and ever and ever. Undiluted, which means there's never any resistance in the attention Source gives your dreams. None. We're the only ones who put up the roadblocks. Right. So you ask, what is your perspective here? I want your perspective. I want to see this with your eyes. I want to understand it with your knowledge, with your brilliance. And you will get the answers you need. You will. But it's more important than ever, ever before. As crazy as the world seems, you being true to your God self is paramount. And that just simply boils down to be love. Be love. Act in love. Don't ever act out of those lower emotions. You will see something come down your path right away that shows you, whoops, shouldn't have done that. Because you are creator. You are creator in your life and you're attracting it all. So be sure that what you're putting out there on as the attractive material is that of love and light and renewal and beauty and rebirth. We don't know where we're going. We don't know what this afternoon will bring. That's okay. That's called faith. You know God's got you. I sure hope so. God's got your back, front, side, and under. Always holding you, guiding you. Just listen to your bodies and those messages that come through. They are really important to never ignore. Okay? Okay. Thanks for having me, you guys. Happy Easter. Happy spring. I love you all. And so it is.